Jerry Bader Show, 948. All right, I now have my Netflix account on my iPad, Jason. I don't think I should have done that. It's just too easy. It's great because most of the stuff I want to watch now is older stuff anyway that's available on Netflix. I now have my own TV. I can lie in the bed with the headphones. I can kitchen or dining room table with the headphones. I've started watching the British House of Cards. It's similar to the American version. I didn't realize how old the British version of House of Cards is. It ran from 1990 to 95. It's 20 years old. I mean, the American version is on steroids compared to that. By the way, I've started watching Sons of Anarchy, too. Ooh, that's heavy. I mean, it's good. It's powerful, but it's really heavy. Two things, though, on the House of Cards. There's a scene where the conniving, he's not Frank Underwood, he's Francis, I don't remember his name, but it starts with U. Both of their initials are F-U. Sets up the Prime Minister at what's called Questions with the Prime Minister. Have you ever seen that on cable? Where members of Parliament can badger, berate, and question the Prime Minister on issues? Have you ever seen it, Jason? It's amazing, isn't it? I mean this quite seriously. Why don't we do that? Would that require a constitutional amendment? I don't know. I mean, Democrat or Republican, I don't care. I think it's incredibly healthy. It gets raucous. I didn't start watching it. I found it on cable after 2001, actually, after 9/11, when I started watching a lot of things British government. It's fascinating. Can you imagine? I can't. Can you imagine the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, being exposed to that kind of behavior? I can't. I just think it would be amazing. Now, mentioned House of Cards. As you know, I'm a fan of the show. I've already finished season two. I think it's a disappointment. I think there was a lot of shark jumping that went on. I don't want to give anything away, but I'm going to be honest. It was disappointing. There is going to be a season three. It has been shot predominantly in Maryland. You know why? Because of the tax credits. Seasons one and two were shot in Maryland. Season three may not be, because Maryland apparently isn't going to give them more millions in tax credits, all of them that they wanted. Governor Martin O'Malley basically got a letter from the production company that shoots House of Cards. Give us millions more dollars in tax credits, or we will break down our stage, sets, and offices and set up in another state. A similar letter went out to other officials. In recent years, Maryland has spent more than $40 million, writes the Washington Post, to reward movie and TV production companies that choose to film in the state. Most of this has gone to House of Cards because the State House and other things work well to fill in for the national capital, and it's very expensive to shoot in D.C. You don't get these breaks. It's believed that, as I said, about $40 million in breaks. Now, it's believed that House of Cards shooting there has created 6,000 jobs and pumped more than $250 million into the state economy. So about $40 million in tax credits, most, not all, but 30-some million of it, to House of Cards, and they got $250 million on their investment. You can argue that that worked. They want more tax breaks, or they're going to leave. The Washington Post essentially reports this as extortion, kind of like something the lead character, Frank Underwood, would do. Give me what I want, or we're going to have a problem. That's the understated threats of Frank Underwood. I don't think that's the real story here. What's the real story? 406-1360. What's the buried lead here? From anywhere in the world, 888-455-1360. What should this story say? I even have the headline. I have the headline. I'm going to write it down right here. This The Washington Post is completely missing the story. And given the fact the phone's not ringing, apparently you are too. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jason, here's what the headline could be on that story. Yeah, that's what it is. They have been getting tax breaks. The state of Maryland is not threatening to eliminate the tax breaks. They don't want to grow them to the degree that the production company that shoots House of Cards wants them to. So what's the real story here? Washington Post says it's extortion. What's the real, you know, look, they're going to take their ball and go somewhere else. That's true, but what's an even perhaps more prescient story? Tim in Lublin, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show. What do you think it is?
I think the real headline, Jerry, should be tax breaks create jobs.
I'm going to accept that answer. Do you know what I wrote down, Tim? Liberals understand value of tax breaks.
Yeah, that's probably more accurate considering how liberal Hollywood tends to be, how liberal the press tends to be, and that they try a conservative principle and it works, and they can't have that.
But isn't this just enough to make you, I mean, it's almost enough to bring a tear to your eye. You know that it's liberal Hollywood. You know these are liberals that we're dealing with here. And they, no, wait a minute. You're not giving us enough in tax breaks. It's just too delicious, Tim. I mean, and you're right. And 6,000 jobs, by the way, is nothing to sneeze at. That's pretty good. All right, thanks a lot for the call. Actually, Michael from DePere, actually, we have the answer. Yeah. That's the real story. They're getting these tax credits. They want more, and they want more. So now, okay, what's the number one thing that you hear that we give money to oil companies? Because we give them credits that allow them to pay fewer taxes. Okay. So that's giving them money. The state of Maryland is allowing this production company to keep more of the money it makes. Hey, well, wait a minute now. And you're going to leave if we don't do this? It's also amazing how Maryland government doesn't understand how this works. Yeah, they're going to want more. Now, I don't know what the right answer is because the producers haven't really said what they want. Apparently, Maryland economic development officials wanted to promise House of Cards another $15 million in credits for the third season, which is supposed to start filming in early spring. They've postponed that because they're not going to commit to Maryland until they know. Until they know that they're going to get this. Lawmakers have not agreed to boost the $7.5 million in tax credits the state allocates annually for film and television projects. Two bills that would increase the ceiling to $11 million or $18.5 million are in committee. House leaders say some increase is likely, but whether it will be enough to keep the show in town is unclear. So you have greedy oil companies, you have greedy Wall Street, greedy Hollywood, where it's all, and they say, look, we're like any other business. It's all about the bottom line. Now, it's interesting because if the numbers are accurate for Maryland's economic development people, they got a pretty good return on their investment. If they've dumped $40 million in, and not all of that, let's say, and I think the number is about $30 million went to House of Cards. That's a tenfold return, nearly, $250 million. It's nearly a tenfold return. It's a pretty good return on investment. If 6,000 jobs are going, now, if 6,000 jobs are going to disappear, it'll be interesting to see what they do. But this is a classic example. Liberal Hollywood, boy, when it comes to the bottom line, they're like anybody else. No, if we can do it somewhere more cheaply, we will. Yeah, but we've been so good to you all these years. Yeah, but what have you done for us lately? By the way, I don't know if asking for the additional tax credits is justified or not. on the part of the producers? I don't know. It's really not relevant. What's relevant is here the concept. And this concept is normally seen as evil by liberals. Unless, of course, it's them that need it. On Thursday, we did a segment on Ukraine with a guest. We're going to have the same guest with a follow-up, the dramatic events over the weekend. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Show.